When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now. And you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. All right. Who's good here, Mike? All right. Best Show. I'm holding.
Oh, hold on. Oh, the little alarm on my keychain was going off. Sorry about that.
That's your keychain.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Why? It's got megabase.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's actually maxi base.
Yeah, it's got a lot of range for a keychain.
It do. Yeah, it do.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah. Oh. Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I do know who it is. It's not hard to guess who it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to be so obvious and boring.
No, I mean it in a good way. It's exciting that you're calling.
Okay.
What? It's Philly Boy Roy.
At your service.
Yeah.
No, actually, you're at my service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel like Trump.
You feel like Trump.
Yeah.
At your service.
Wait, no, you're at my service.
I'm at your service. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to just say, it's been a while since we've talked. You even called in a long time, you know? That's all, I guess. What's been going on your end?
Oh, you know, just digging myself out of this vet stadium-sized pit of depression.
You're depressed?
Very, yeah.
Oh, no, what are you depressed about?
Where to begin? Well, firstly, Duke from Rocky died.
That's true. The actor who played Duke in the Rocky movies, he started as Apollo Creed's trainer.
Yeah.
Then he eventually shifted over and started training Rocky.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
He would oil him up.
I don't know if he oiled him up. I think he helped him with strategy. in
I feel like there was a couple oiling scenes, no?
I don't know if there were any oiling scenes.
All right, all right. Well, look, speaking of Rocky.
Yeah.
Then the next blow came when Stallone lost the Best Supporting Actor nod to Mark Rylance.
Yes, in the Oscars, the Academy Awards, Sylvester Stallone was nominated for Creed for Best Supporting Actor, but then he lost to Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies.
Yeah. Look, I don't know about you. I am so tired of hearing about Mark Rylance. It's all anyone talks about anymore. Did you see the new Mark Rylance flick? I can't get enough of Mark Rylance. I wonder who Mark Rylance is voting for. I loves me some Mark Rylance. I can't stand it, Tom.
You're just tired of hearing about Mark Rylance.
Yeah.
It's like all Rylance all the time.
It is, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're, that's showbiz.
I hate it. Yeah. I love showbiz, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
Right? I'm real good at it.
You're good at showbiz?
Don't you think?
I mean, you're
no... I've done a lot of cool stuff.
Well, you're no Mark Rylance.
That's
but
true.
Then again, who is?
No.
Right?
He ain't even that.
These days, even Mark Rylance isn't Mark Rylance.
That's right. That should be on a movie poster.
If there was a movie called, instead of Being John Malkovich, Being Mark Rylance. What do you think about that?
I'm writing it down. I'm gonna shoot this to Jake Fogelnoose. Do you know him?
I do know him. He's like a Hollywood bigwig.
Bigwig. Verified.
He is verified.
He is. I think he was the first one verified ever.
That Twitter was just like, there's too many fake Jake Fogelnests.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that people know this is the real deal.
Absolutely, yeah.
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 And he just had a birthday, so happy birthday to Jake Fogelnest. You don't want to say happy birthday to
no,
Jake?
No, I do. Happy birthday, Jake.
Okay.
I'm just upset about something else.
Okay, what are you upset about?
I got kicked out of the Violators.
Wait, the Violators, Kurt
yeah.
Vile's band. You were in Kurt Vile's band, the Violators?
Yeah, didn't you read about it on Shuffle.com?
No.
Oh. Yeah, Kurt heard my cover of Punk Rock Girl, you know, by the Dead Milkmen?
Sure, sure.
It was on this Dr. Demento tribute album that never came out.
Uh-huh.
And he went ape as hit when he heard it.
Sure.
You know, he said some of the Violators is losing their Philly flavor.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to come in and help keep it real.
To keep the Philly flavor in the band.
Absolutely, yeah. And I was supposed to play with him at South by Southwest tomorrow, but things got weird.
Uh-huh. How did things get weird?
Well, KV got jealous about the Ziegler monologues.
I don't know. What are the Ziegler monologues?
Because it's just one of my Johns.
Uh-huh. Okay, John. Okay.
What? I can say that.
You can say John.
Yes.
Because you're from Philly?
Absolutely, yeah. You know what it means, don't you?
What?
A John is, it's pretty much a thing.
Okay, it's a thing. What thing?
A thing.
A John is anything.
Anything that you're doing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like say I'm, I don't know, say I'm taking a bong hit, right?
Uh-huh.
That bong hit is my John.
So it means nothing, is what
no,
you're
No, it means
saying.
Everything.
It means everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Ziegler monologues?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, you heard of the monologues, right?
Yeah, I had to bleep you there because you can't say it's called the vagina monologues. That's not what you just said.
Well, I just said something instead of that.
Yeah, and you can't say that.
Oh.
I had to bleep you.
Wait, what is it again? It's the what?
The vagina monologues.
Ew, gross!
Why is that? Oh, That's not gross.
Okay. Well, look, anywho, the Ziegler monologues?
Yeah.
It's similar in nature to that, but instead of talking about my love purse, I talk about my life on them cold, hard scrabble streets of Roxborough.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, they were some of the hardest, most violent winter games of Scrabble I ever played.
Okay, I'm confused here. You... Okay, when you said hard Scrabble...
Yeah.
I didn't know you literally meant you were playing Scrabble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, back in the 80s in Roxborough, everyone was in a Scrabble gang.
I don't know what a Scrabble gang is.
Like a Scrabble street gang. I was in the Livesey Street Word Warriors.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
No. The craziest thing ever?
Yeah.
Was our leader. Double word score Dan.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like a crazier Idi Amin on performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh.
I wish there was a simpler way of saying that.
Yeah, no, it's a little overly descriptive. But
be shortened, but it can't.
No, it really, I feel like you calling him, what did you call him, crazier?
A crazier Idi Amin on performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah, it gets the point across.
It does, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, look, one time, just to illustrate how crazy he was, during a practice game, he caught me brailing for power tiles, and then when I coffee-housed him for like 20 minutes, he almost shanked me. And that was even before the Dingle Challenge.
I have no idea what on earth you're talking about. Are those like Scrabble terms?
Crack Darren Hinge much? It don't sound like you do.
Who is Darren Hinge?
Only the author of the Scrabble book, you Scrabble Dabble dummy.
Okay. That's news to me.
Well, but look, getting back to the topic at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kurt got mad that I was getting serious offers from Shout Films to produce the monologues.
Okay.
He said I was stealing his thunder.
He sounds like he was getting a little, maybe a little jealous.
Oh, yeah, he was. See, it was that, and also I went behind his back and put my face over his face on the tour t-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and he fired my ass.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, that's
Don't
not...
laugh.
Well, it's an extreme situation.
It is, and you know what?
What?
Tom, you don't know true humiliation until you have to sit your wife and your kids down and tell them that you're no longer a violator.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
So it was a hard thing to tell the family, huh?
Very hard. It was even worse than when I had to tell my parents I wasn't in the fall no more.
That you weren't what?
In the fall.
The fall.
Yeah.
Not the band, The Fall.
Yeah.
The British band, The Fall?
Yeah.
Marky Smith's band.
Yeah, why?
You, I have no idea how I never talked to you about you being in The Fall.
Oh, well, you know me. I don't like to toot my own horn, Winkle, you know?
Oh, yeah, because you're just so, you're so incredibly humble.
Thank you.
Look. When were you in The Fall?
1981.
81?
Yeah.
Wow. How old were you in 81?
15.
Okay.
Yeah. Want me to nutshell it for you?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Well, one day in the spring of 81, I'm riding my mini bike, through Center City.
Mm-hmm.
Popping wheelies, splashing people, breaking old ladies' toes.
Sure. Like one does.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I still do it sometimes. I do two of them to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to tell you which ones.
Okay.
It's the toe breaking and the wheelies.
Okay, well, yeah. Look. I would say as long as you aren't hurting anybody, but you're hurting someone. You're breaking people's toes. Oh, that laugh.
You love it. You haven't heard it in so long, and I haven't done it in so long.
It's good to hear you laugh then.
Thank you. So look, anyway, I'm driving up Walnut Street, right?
Yeah.
And I look to my left, and there's these five super pale English dudes getting their picture taken in front of Will's Eye Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it's the fall. They was playing this club across the street called Omni's.
Okay.
And me, you know, being completely blitzed out on homemade crank.
Uh-huh, okay.
I yell out, take a picture, it'll last longer.
Uh-huh.
Which at the time made perfect sense to me, but now in retrospect, I mean, it makes about as much sense as a cold cut slicer at a senior citizen's chess tournament or something, right?
Sure. Is that a metaphor?
You ain't never heard that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I never heard something making as much sense as a deli as a cold cut slicer at a senior citizen.
Get the wiener out of your ears, please.
Uh huh.
And listen up.
Okay.
That makes about as much sense as a cold cut slicer at a senior citizen's chess tournament.
Yeah. Okay. Never heard the expression before.
Well, you did tonight.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. So, look, anyway, the photo they was posing for?
Yeah.
That's on the cover of this live fall LP called A Part of America Therein.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll notice, they all look really mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was giving them the Philly Raz.
Okay.
I was saying stuff like, go back to Antarctica, stuff like that.
Sure. So you're winding them up.
Yeah. Anyway, so the one dude who turned out to be Marky Smith,
yeah,
he goes, come on over here, lad. So I ride up to him, and he asked me to play bass that night.
Well, first thing that comes to mind for me is, why would he think that you could play bass?
Oh, because I just stolen one from some dweeb on the street, and I had it slung over my shoulder. Why?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a fair answer.
So you know, basically, I ain't never played an instrument in my life. It's the first time I've ever had one.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know what an amp was. I tried to plug my bass into the drum set.
Okay, that's weird.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Uh-huh. Well,
what, you said it was weird?
Yeah, it's
weird.
Well, it's weird.
Well, you shut up.
Okay, well, no, I'm not going to shut up.
Okay, that's... Now we're even.
Yeah, all right.
We're both not going to do what the other wants us to do.
No, I guess it works out like that sometimes.
It certainly does. Sounds like Marge and Lisa Simpson on that Simpsons the other night.
Yeah, they were really going at it, huh?
I loved that episode.
Yeah, it was funny to see them just like, she wanted to go to Mars, and then Marge didn't want her to. So the way to stop it was to say, I'm going to Mars also.
No, wait. I meant the episode that was on Midnight the other night with Colonel Hap-Hap-a-Blap.
Okay. I didn't see that one.
Okay. Well, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Well, look, anyway, I'm off track, okay?
So yeah, yeah. Okay.
Marky Smith loved my playing. I couldn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
He said I sounded like a drunk kangaroo fighting a lorry driven by a robot programmed by a young Herman Hesse.
That is the most specific. That is so specific.
Sometimes the best things in life are, Tom.
Uh-huh. Specific.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I end up playing the show that night, and then I went on tour with them.
You went on tour. That is with the fall.
I did, yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, it was sort of fun, but I only lasted like 8 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to bail because I realized how weak the cheesesteaks were outside the Delaware Valley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew I couldn't go on like that.
Yeah, so you just couldn't take the weak cheesesteaks.
Absolutely, yeah. That's, so I bailed.
Sure.
But it turned out for the best, though. And I still hear from Mark every now and then.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he calls a couple times a year, and he goes, Roy, send me one of those cheese steaks from Jim's Steak Place.
So
it cracks me up.
He says it, so that's how he talks on the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The way he sings.
He does, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
It's very interesting.
Uh-huh. I think it's cool you're still in touch with him.
It's great, yeah.
Well... Are you?
I'm really fluctuating between elation and severe sadness.
Well, what is it?
The big thing I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming up on 40.
You're coming up on 40. How old are you?
49.
How are you coming up on 40? You're 9 years past 40.
Well, it all depends on how you look at it.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it doesn't all depend on how you look at it. It's like a factual thing.
No, but it could be like that.
So, neither here nor there.
Wait, how do you say it?
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So you're getting a little older and you're having a hard time with it.
I am. I'm trying to change with the change in times.
Mm-hmm.
Like that DB song. And it ain't easy.
Okay.
You know, things are so different now.
Uh-huh. Like, how so?
Well, like food, for instance. You know, I went to Starbucks the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I ordered a vented Fribble Wrap, and they all laughed at me. You're laughing at me, too!
A vented Fribble Wrap?
Yeah, well, how do you say it?
Well, it sounds like you... It sounds like you were ordering as if you were at Friendly's. Are you sure you didn't think you were at Friendly's?
Well, I always think I'm at Friendly's.
Uh-huh. You thought you were ordering a Fribble from Friendly's, like a Frappuccino?
What's that?
That's what you were trying to order.
I don't even know no more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, boy. And I'm trying to figure out social media.
Sure.
That's it's also confusing.
Okay.
I can't tell who's a total nerd, who's a total badass, and who gives zero Fs.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know until today that you had to include the words "the amazing" before someone's name when you tweet it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, that's because they'll probably see it.
Yeah. All these rules. I hate it.
Uh-huh. You're not into all these. These are like the things that make this whole new world tick.
It's too much, you know. Yeah. And politics is totally different now too.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. How do you think politics are different now, Roy?
Well, it used to be so simple to vote, right? You know, you went to the voting booth.
Mm-hmm.
You voted for Frank Rizzo.
Yeah.
And if you didn't pull the lever for Frank Rizzo, someone would come into the booth and he'd ask you why you didn't pull the thing for Frank Rizzo.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that is different.
It is different, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you know.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was holding on to Johnny. He was holding on tight.
Wait, what was that? Who is that?
This is Roy Jr.
Oh my God. Roy Jr.
Yes.
Seriously? This is really Roy Jr.?
That's correct, sir.
Philly boy Roy Jr.
That's correct, sir. To whom am I speaking?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, this is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of The Best Show.
Oh. Hello, sir. My father has mentioned you by name on many occasions. And it's nice to finally meet you, albeit via the telephone.
Uh-huh. Wow. This is monumental. I'm talking to, you know, your father's spoken of you so many times over the last, like, 10, 15 years at this point. But this is the first time I think I've ever heard your voice.
That's correct, sir.
Uh-huh. Wow. You know, can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Just curious, because your father has, like, the thickest Philly accent I've ever heard. and you don't seem to have any accent at all.
Oh, well, you know, the accent skips a generation, sir. You know, if you've ever heard an interview with Charlie Daniels Jr., you'll notice that he sounds exactly like William F. Buckley.
Charlie Daniels Jr. does.
He does, yes, yeah.
Wow. That is, I did not know. I've never heard an interview with, I don't know where I would hear Charlie Daniels Jr. interviewed, but.
Oh, they're out there.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll check them out maybe later. Yeah. Where are you, Roy Jr.?
I'm at college, sir. I attend Drexel University.
Wow. I gotta say, I kind of can't wrap my head around how unlike Roy Sr. you are, Roy Jr.
When I saw her crossing the crowded room, I knew that she had to leave the party soon.
What was that?
Yes, master. The beast is in my sights. It is standing right below a banner with the letters T-R-U.
Well, what is going on here?
I will perform the duty required of me, master. The country is at a crossroads, and this monster needs to be caged.
It's time for you to take your place in the history books.
Oh my God. What is going on there? It sounds like Roy Sr., you said T-R-E, are you, it's like, it sounds like you might be at like a Trump rally or something.
The humiliation will take place soon, master.
Roy, I don't know what you're up to, but just think about it.
I'm going to plaster all three of them.
Okay, I'm very confused now. What do you mean all three of them? Like, Roy, I have a couple, two things I want to ask. Okay?
Don't listen to Blob, Roy. Fulfill your destiny.
Roy? Where are you, Roy Sr.?
I'm in the balcony of the Marriott Hotel Ballroom in Altoona, PA.
Okay. Can you describe, I guess for, like, lack of a better word, like, what you're looking, like, what are you looking at? Like, you're talking about, like, you're looking at, like, a target or something?
There's no time for this, Roy. Do it.
It's got three heads, like a hydra. Three bodies, too.
Three heads and three bodies. What are the bodies? What clothes are on the bodies? I'm trying to figure this out.
One is wearing a shirt that says angel on earth as it is in heaven. Another is wearing one that says five-finger death punch. The middle one is wearing one that says UFO.
Three bodies, three heads. Are the three bodies or three heads saying anything?
Yes. The one in the UFO shirt is saying that, contrary to popular opinion, Paul Stanley is the one who runs KISS, not Gene Simmons. He also used the phrase, good friend of mine, 342 times so far.
Uh-huh. And has he managed, the one in the UFO shirt, has he managed to turn every conversation around to being about himself?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And can I guess what the one in the five-finger death punch shirt probably said some version of?
Yes.
Did he say something along the lines of, and it maybe sounded like, well, you know, when Ozzy did Volume 4, I think that some of his best vocals are on Volume 4 and the 8 original albums with Ozzy. Classics, even though Never Say Die and Technical Ecstasy might have a little too much production on them.
He said that verbatim.
Enough of this jabbering.
Okay.
Get on with it.
Okay. This, I think I figured this out. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, Roy, you're not at a Donald Trump rally. It sounds like you're at an Eddie Trunk That Metal Show event. Roy? Does that make sense? Roy? Wait, what was that? I don't know what on earth was that?
The beast has been slimed, Master.
Slimed?
Roy, you have done well. You're a rich girl, and you've gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
Oh. Hello? Did somebody just hang up?
Where am I? What's going on?
Roy?
Yes!
It's Tom.
Oh, my God.
Based on the things you've said,
yes.
You're in the balcony of, like, the Marriott Hotel in Altoona, Pennsylvania?
Doing what?
You're at, like, a That Metal Show event.
What am I doing there? I hate that show.
Roy, I don't know how to... I'm afraid to ask this, but can you look at the stage and tell me what's happening on the stage?
Okay, hang on. Oh, my God, Blob.
What?
It's horrific.
What?
Three adult men who dress like 15-year-old boys.
Yeah.
They're rolling around on stage in pain. They're covered in what looks to be shovelfuls of meat, lettuce, peppers, provolone cheese, and onions.
Uh-huh.
It's like someone shot them with some kind of high-powered hoagie cannon.
Yeah, I think someone did probably do that.
Oh, no, who?
You!
What? Oh, my
yes.
God, no! Oh, my God, I think you're right.
Why?
There's a high-powered hoagie cannon between my legs. How did this happen?
Wait, you don't remember any of this?
No!
Okay, well, here, I'll explain it the best I can from my point of view here.
Okay.
You and I were talking about what you had been up to, and then Roy Jr., your son, got on the line and recited like a Hooters lyric, and then you went into a trance and started like calling him master, and then he commanded you to humiliate the beast. And then there was like a weird sound, and then I'm assuming that was you firing the hoagie cannon. Then he sang Rich Girl, like some of Hall & Oates' Rich Girl, and then you seemed to snap out of it.
That little stinker. It sounds like Roy Jr. was doing a whole Frank Sinatra, Shelley Winters, Peruvian candidate maneuver on my ass.
Peru? Oh, no, I think you mean a Manchurian candidate, like the movie.
What movie?
Oh, okay, forget it.
Okay.
Yeah. But let me ask you, Roy, why on earth would your son, Roy Jr., want to humiliate the guys from That Metal Show, Eddie Trunk, Jim Florentine, and Don Jameson?
Okay, well, I'll nutshell it for you, okay?
Okay.
So 2 years ago, Roy Jr. was at a That Metal Show taping,
mm-hmm.
and he got to ask a Stump the Trunk question.
Which is Eddie Trunk's trivia thing where you try to ask a metal-based question and see if you can stump him.
Yeah, yeah. So Roy asked, what is the connection between The Clash, AC/DC, and Black Sabbath?
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie took forever to guess.
Yeah.
But ultimately, he couldn't come up with nothing.
Okay. And what is the answer to that question?
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Oh. Well, it's stuff everyone knows. See, original class drummer Terry Chimes.
Yeah.
He played drums with Sabbath for 6 months in 87 on the Headless Cross tour. And then Brian Johnson, he auditioned for AC/DC at Vanilla Studios, which is, of course, where The Clash wrote and rehearsed the material for London Calling.
Wow. That is, that's some pretty deep trivia there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody would know that.
That's what Eddie Trunk said, and he got really mad, and he yelled at Roy Jr., and he made fun of Roy Jr.'s mohawk, his face tattoo, and his shoulder parrot. And he wouldn't let him take a prize from the prize box.
Okay.
So he got really mad.
Yeah.
And so I guess Roy Jr. felt he needed to exact hoagie revenge via a zombie-like Roy Sr. And I can't say I blame him.
Uh-huh. Well, Roy Ziegler, you, over the years, have brought some incredibly bizarre and weird scenarios to this show. But this one takes the cake. This is the weirdest.
Well, it just got even weirder.
Wait, is that Roy Jr.?
Yes.
Ugh. Oh, Roy Jr. I thought you were...
Look in the mirror.
Who?
Both of you.
Both of us?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, hang on. There's a mirror over here. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, let me find my mirror app. Hang on. Got it open now. Oh my God, no!
Oh my God. Oh my God, what the hell happened? I'm looking in the mirror and I am seeing, looking back at me, Roy's face.
And I'm looking into my mirror app and I see Blob's face. This is just like that movie Face Off, except it's not the best flick I ever seen, bar none.
What the hell is... Roy Jr., whatever you're doing, make it stop.
No.
Come on, Roy Jr. This is not cool.
I'll change your faces back.
Yeah?
If Tom sings 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, I could actually do that.
In the voice of Brad Garrett from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh, I am not into that at all. No. No, I don't like that idea. But if I do it, you promise you'll actually do whatever you did with that weird sound to change our faces back?
Hey, don't question the honesty of my son. If a Ziegler says he's going to change two guys' faces back, he's going to change their faces back.
Okay. All right. I actually have to do this to get it in the voice of Brad Garrett?
You got to do it.
Okay. You think of the impression, right? Everybody, Raymond, right? Raymond, why? So I have to sing. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said, I'm sorry. 5 days since you laughed at me and said, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realize it's all my fault. I couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you forgiven me, but it's still 2 days since you said you're sorry. Is that enough?
You gotta do the Canadian rap.
Oh. Raymond, I'm trying to get this. Hold the voice. Everybody, hold it now and watch it hoodwink. To make you stop, think. You think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, though I like the chalet Swiss, I like sushi, because it never touched the frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne Rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kempert's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me, but I bust through.
Gonna make a break and take a fake a lick a stink and a shake a like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. You gotta see the show and then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go because it's dangerous. You have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if you think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt.
Is that enough?
All right, now freestyle for 15 minutes.
Freestyle?
I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Gonna...
Faces should be back to normal. I'm using air quotes around normal, by the way.
Oh, that's charming. That's very funny. Real nice.
Oh, thank y'all. I'm beautiful again.
Oh, hold on. Oh, my face is back to normal, too.
Oh, okay, well, fun chat, you guys. Roy Jr., I'll see you at dinner tomorrow night, okay?
Okay, Pop. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you.
Love you too, son. Later, Blob.
Wow. That is easily the weirdest thing that ever happened. Not only on this show, but has ever that I've ever heard of happening. But in the... That was as... The weirdest part is how touching it was to hear those two say goodbye to each other. That is as, oh my goodness, this is the strangest episode of The Best Show maybe ever. Right, Mike? This is a weird one. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight. At thebestshow.net and support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.